Oh, I did a damage. I did a bad damage in the Potomac River. I ran into the Potomac River Bridge, and I was on the Russell 19, and I was mate with Captain Peterson. And we come down, we were running from Washington to Piney Point, Maryland, where the refinery was. And when we come around by Quantico, where the Marine base was, there was a curve there where you went underneath the Potomac River Bridge. We had just got the radar on board. I was on the radar. I didn't slow down. I wasn't slowing down. And I had this deck hand out in front, and I says, John, his name was. I said, John, I says, if you see the bridge, let me know right away. Because I could see the line across the river on the bridge, but you couldn't see the abutments.
Mm.
Now they have where you can see the abutments.
Yeah.
And I'm going down, and all of a sudden I hear him say, "Holy Jesus, Walter." And I looked up, and there's nothing but a wall of wood in front of me. It was the wooden 8x8s that are all around the bottom. I went hooked up right into that with the barge on a long hawser behind me.
Oh, and then
I don't know where it's coming.
Yeah.
And when we hit and into the wood, the tug bounced back and turned sideways.
And the barge is
the
coming at
you. The barge came
you.
Right up, knocked the lifeboat off the upper deck. That's how, and she cut into the side of the tug with the barge. Right in the side here. Mm. And hit the lifeboat up on the upper deck. It was a miracle that nobody was hurt.
Mm.
And, of course, now we're drifting. And I looked, I told the guys on the barge woke up. They got knocked out of bed anyway. And they come out, and I said, "Drop me a hook." I said, "We'll see where we are." I looked on the radar. We were out of the channel by that time, but there was plenty of water. And we stayed there all night. And I was really mad. I was mad that I got careless and didn't slow down to begin with. But that Stewart Oil Company, they had us running like on a clock schedule to keep all the businesses in Washington, all the office buildings with fuel. We were running two barges up and back, you know, the Russell 19 and the Russell 15. And anyway, to make a long story short, we got down to Piney Point. And I asked Stewart, I said, do you still go back to Washington by plane? He says, yes, I do. He had a Stinson Reliant plane, an old plane he had, and he used to ride from the refinery back to Washington. I said, can you take me up to where I got my car up at the refinery? And he took me up there, and I packed my bag. I said, well, they'll never keep me, you know, on the boat now. That's a bad damage. Because the side of the tug was pushed in.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't broken. The hull wasn't broken. The railing was pushed in.
Mm-hmm.
And the cut of the barge went up on the upper deck instead, you know. And I got home. I had a 49 Ford, an old Ford at that time. And I got home, and my wife said, what's going on? I said, what do you mean, Mary? She says, your boss has been calling the last 15 minutes, every 15 minutes. He said, you got off the boat. I said, yeah, I did. She said, why? I said, because I did a bad damage on it, that's why. I probably had to go before the Coast Guard and whatnot. And she says, well, what's that got to do? The phone rang. She picked up the phone. I says, she says, it's your boss, Jack McKay. I'm not here. She threw the phone at me. She said, I don't like it, nobody. I got on the phone. What the hell are you doing home? I says, I quit. He said, well, you can't quit on me. He says, I hired you. He said, I'm the only one can fire you. I said, Jack, you haven't seen the damage. I said, the whole side of the tug is pushed in. Can it run? I said, yeah, it can run. There's nothing wrong with the engine. He says, well, pack your bag and get down there and get aboard that boat, right? You think you're the only one that ever damaged a tugboat? He says, what do you think I did? I hit the Brooklyn Bridge, he says. I says, you what? He says, I was towing a derrick under the Brooklyn Bridge, And the derrick wasn't put down. Oh. The boom. Oh. And it hit all the electric cables. And put Brooklyn and half of Manhattan out of power. He said, "That's the damage," he said. "Get your bag. Get back aboard that boat." So I went back aboard.